first word that comes into your head, all right?
Okay, far away.
Right.
Wrong.
No.
Yes.
No, I mean, I haven't started yet.
Oh, I see, I'm sorry.
So.
Reap.
No, look.
Listen.
No, when I want you to start, I'll raise my hand, like this. Understand?
Comprehend.
No.
Yes, we've had that one before.
Jesus Christ.
Superstar.
And joining Fry and Laurie are Emma Thompson and Jim Broadbent. Also in Barry Cryer's comedy collection, we'll find Radioactive, The Mary Whitehouse Experience, and Jeremy Hardy in Unnatural Acts. Comedy Greats, the 80s, is here on BBC Radio 4 Extra on Saturday morning at 9 and again in the evening at 7.
The Comedy Club with Arthur Smith.
I am sitting in the Comedy Club studio with John Lloyd, who produced Blackadder, Spitting Image, Not the 9 O'Clock News, Dallas. No, you didn't do Dallas, did you? And now, after all these years, is returning to live performance in your show. What's it called? QI? No.
It's called Lif of QI, like it looks like Life of Pi.
Yeah, because, of course, John produces or invented QI and wrote The Meaning of Lif, which was a book, a much celebrated series of definitions of things that there aren't words for.
Yeah, things that there aren't words for, where we recycled names on signposts. So from the new one, let me think.
I could actually remember a couple of those. Okay. I remember there was, I can't remember what the word was, but there was the word for as you're approaching someone you know, but you're not in earshot. And it's a slightly uncomfortable thing because you can't yet say hello, but
yes,
you both know.
There's a whole sequence of them, Corey Volley and Corey Cravey and all that.
Yeah.
But it's a very simple idea. It's something anyone can play. I mean, I think of two that I can think of offhand that are in the new book, which is called Afterlif. Loughborough is a noun and is the false gusto with which children eat vegetables in adverts.
Very good.
Or a Sorrento, for example. Yeah. A Sorrento is that little thing that goes round and round when a YouTube video is loading.
Yeah.
You need them, don't you? Need
I know. That's amazing how many things there don't appear to be words for. I'll tell you one that always gets me at Christmas. You know, you pull the little thing with the string and it goes crack. You know, the... Well, what's that called? A popper?
Party popper, I think they do have.
Oh, yes, no, that is a name. You're right. I've got it all wrong. I remember.
And the round thing in the middle with holly in it, that's called a Christmas pudding, aren't they?
Right. What's that big funny bird that goes muck, 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 and you eat them? Turkey, that's it.
Yeah, but that was a chicken. It doesn't make those noises.
Well, what noise
it's a ventriloquist
turkey,
turkey.
I invite you then, John.
It's gobble, 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 isn't it? You know, essentially.
Yeah, but that's just, I mean, that's a lot like the verb, really. The gobbles. What's the actual sound of a turkey?
Well, that is a good word. There should be a word for that.
Yeah, you're right.
Like I do know, because one of the things that's QI gives you, the other half of the thing is QI, because the idea is everything's interesting. So there are all sorts of words that do exist, I know, and there's one I remember from QI, fuffing. Do you know what that is?
No.
Fuffing is the noise a weasel makes when it attacks. No, I don't think you need a word for that, but there is one.
The Comedy Club on BBC Radio 4 Extra. Sunday to Friday nights from 10.
BBC Radio 4 Extra. It's 3 o'clock, and this is where we devote a whole hour to great drama. Today, it's a work that was originally described by one critic as a grand little book. It went on to become an Oscar-nominated film. It was adapted for TV, for the stage, even as an opera. But as far as I know, only once for radio, and this is its 4 Extra debut. David Tennant and Liam Brennan star in Of Mice and Men. So, John Steinbeck's seminal novel was first published in 1937, and it tells the heartbreaking story of the friendship between George Milton and Lenny Small, two itinerant workers in 1930s California. Like the book, this dramatisation unsparingly portrays the hard lives and rough language of men living close to poverty, and it also reflects some of the narrow racial attitudes of the day. The story begins a few miles from the city of Soledad, at the bottom of a green and lush hillside on the banks of the Salinas River, where George and Lenny have stopped for a rest. Adapted by Donna Frances Child, this is Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck.
God's sake, don't drink so much. When are you gonna be sick like you was last night?
No. You drink some, George. You take a good big drink.
I ain't sure it's good water. Looks kind of scummy.
Tastes good.
You'd drink out of a gutter if you was thirsty, wouldn't you? We could have just as well rode clear to the ranch if that bus driver knew what he was talking about. Kicks it out and says just a little stretch down the road. I bet it was more than 4 miles.
George?
Yeah, what do you want?
Where are we going, George?
So you forgot already, did you?
Well, I tried not to forget. Honest to God, I did, George.
Okay, I'll tell you again. I ain't got nothing to do. Might just as well spend all my time telling you things and you forget them, I'll tell you again. You remember about us going into Murray and Reddy's? They gave us work cards and bus tickets.
Yeah, sure, George. I remember that now. Yeah. But I ain't got mine. I must have lost it.
You never had none. You think I'd let you carry your own work card? Hey, why'd you just take it out of that pocket?
Ain't a thing in my pocket.
I know there ain't. You got it in your hand.
It's only a mouse, George.
A live mouse?
No, a dead one. But I didn't kill it, George. I found it dead. I just wanted to pet it with my thumb as we walked along.
Well, you ain't petting no dead mice while you walk
no,
with
George,
me. Give it here.
No, don't.
And don't you go waiting out there across the river trying to get it back, neither. I ain't taking it away just for meanness. That mouse ain't fresh, Lenny. And besides, you broke it petting it.
He bit my finger. And I pinched his head a little, and then he was dead. Because he was so little. I wish we'd get the rabbits pretty soon, George. Cause they ain't so little.
Look. You remember where we're going now?
I forgot again.
Oh. Well, look. We're going to work on a ranch. Like the one we come from up north. We're going to go in, see the boss. I'll give him the work tickets, but you ain't going to say a word. You just stand there and don't say nothing. If he finds out what a crazy bastard you are, we won't get no job. And you ain't going to do no bad things like you done in Weed, neither.
Just wanted to feel that girl's dress. Just wanted to pet it like it was a mouse.
Well, how the hell did she know you just wanted to feel her dress? Hmm? God Almighty, if I didn't have you, I could live so easy. I could go get a job and work, no trouble. And when the end of the month come, I could take my $50 and raise hell in the cat house all night. Get a gallon of whiskey, or sit in a pool room and play snooker. What I got? I got you. I got to take care of you.
George, you want I should go away and leave you alone?
Where the hell do you go?
Well, I could go off in the hills there, someplace. I'd find a cave.
Yeah, how'd you eat? You ain't got sense enough to find nothing to eat. Look, I was just fooling, Lenny. I want you to stay with me. Somebody'd shoot you for coyote if you was by yourself.
Yeah.
And what are you going to say when the boss asks you questions?
I ain't going to say a word.
Good boy. Now, I want you to look around here. You can remember this place, can't you? If you just happen to get in trouble like you always done before, I want you to come right here and hide in the brush till I come for you. Hmm? You remember that?
Hide in the brush till you come.
But you ain't gonna get in no trouble, because if you do, I won't let you tend the rabbits.
Oh, I won't get in no trouble, George.
Good. Now, come on.
Tell me about the rabbits, George.
Rabbits? You get a kick out of that, don't you? All right, I'll tell you.
Yeah, guys like us...
Okay, I'm telling it. Guys like us that work on ranches are the loneliest guys in the world. They got no family. They don't belong no place. Ain't got nothing to look ahead to.
Yeah, but not us. Because I got you to look after me, and you got me to look after you. That's why. Go on now, George.
You got it by heart, you can do it yourself.
No, you. I forget some of the things.
Okay. Someday, we're going to get the jack together. We're going to have a little house. And a couple of acres. And a cow. And some pigs.
And live off the fat of the land. And have rabbits. Go on, George. Tell about what we're going to have in the garden. And about the rain in the winter. And the stove.
Why don't you do it yourself? You know all of it.
No, it ain't the same if I tell it. Go on, George. How I get to tend the rabbits.
I ain't got time for them all.
I just pinched his head a little, and he was dead. Because he was so little.
Tell you what I'll do. First chance I get, I'll give you a pup. Maybe you won't kill it. That'd be better than mice. You could pet it harder.
I wrote that I wanted two men this morning. Had to send out the grain team short two buckers.
Bus driver give us a bum steer. We had to walk 10 miles.
Well, won't do any good to send you out now till after dinner. So, what's your name?
George Milton. And he's Lenny Small.
And where you two been working?
Up around Weed.
What about you?
Yeah, him too.
So what can you do?
He's a good skinner. He can wrestle bags, drive a cultivator. He's a damn good worker.
Let the big guy talk. The hell you getting into it for?
We travel together.
And you won't let the big guy talk, is that it?
I don't think he likes to talk.
Next time you answer when you're spoke to, you understand me?
He understands.
Now grab yourself some bunk, and I better see some artwork from you guys after dinner. I got my eye on you.
What? George, what?
Hey, what the hell's he got on his shoulder?
You want to steer clear of Curly. He's the boss's son. Done quite a bit in the ring. And he's handy.
Well, let him be handy. Lenny didn't do nothing to him. And he better watch out, because he's strong and quick, and he don't know the rules.
So you the new guys?
Yeah, just come.
You can take those bunks just there. I'm Candy, by the way. And this is my dog.
Hey, some old dog.
Had him since he was a pup. Herded sheep with him. You wouldn't think to look at him now, but he was the best damn sheep dog I ever seen.
You a bucker, too?
Nah. Lost my hen bucking barley a couple of years ago. Just keep a bunkhouse now.
Ooh, it's brighter than a bitch outside. Can't see nothing in here.
Hey, Slam, the new guys is here. Slim here is the best skinner on the West Coast. He's the guy you'll be working for.
You guys ever bucked barley before?
Hell yeah. I ain't nothing to scream about, but Lenny there, he can put up more grain alone than most pears can.
Good. Because I got a pair of punks on my team that don't know a barley from a bluebell.
I seen Lulu wasn't under your wagon this morning.
Yep, she slang her pups last night, 9 of them.
Gonna keep them all?
Well, I drowned 4 of them last night. She couldn't feed that many. But look at here, Candy. That dog of yours is so damn old. Got no teeth, damn near blind, and he kind of stinks, too. Why don't you shoot that old dog, and I'll give you one of the pups to raise up.
Hi. I'm looking for Carly.
Well, you ain't trying very hard, because I just seen him going in your house.
Oh. So, these are the new fellas that just come in?
Yeah.
Sometimes Curly's in here.
Well, he ain't here now.
Well, if he ain't, I guess I better look someplace else. Bye, boys.
It's dinner time. You guys better come on while there's still something to eat.
What a tramp.
That's Curly's wife. Married a couple of weeks ago. But she's got the eye, all right. You seen the way she looked at Slim just there.
Married 2 weeks and got the eye? Maybe that's why Curly's pants are so full of ants.
You notice that glove he always wears? Full of Vaseline. Because he wants to keep his hands soft for his wife. Won't want to be the guy who messes with her. You better head on over there. Won't be nothing left in a couple of minutes. Come on, boy.
She sure was pretty.
You listen to me. Don't you even take a look at that bitch.
What?
She's a rat trap if ever I seen one.
I never done nothing, George.
No, you never. But when she was standing in the doorway showing her legs, you wasn't looking the other way neither. Huh? And you keep away from Curly, too. But if he socks you, you can let him have it.
Let him have what?
Never mind. And look, are you getting in any kind of trouble? You remember what I told you?
If I get in any trouble, you ain't gonna let me tend the rabbits.
That's not what I meant. You remember that place we stopped for water? Down by the river?
Sure, I remember. I go there and hide in the brush.
All right, till I come for you. Don't let nobody see you. Say that over.
Hide in the brush by the river, down in the brush by the river.
All right. Now, come on. Let's get dinner.
George?
Yeah, I heard him, Lenny. I'll ask him.
Yeah, a brown and white one.
I don't know whether he's got a brown and white one.
You ask him. Ask him right away, George, so he don't want to kill no more of them.
Sure. Now, let's go. No. Nice to just be on my own sometimes. I tell you, I don't know how we're going to get Lenny to sleep in here tonight. He'll want to sleep right out in the barn with them pups.
Well, he better stay out of Crooksy's way. He's the stable buck, and he don't like nobody in the barn that got no call to be there.
Anyway, thanks.
It was nothing.
Wasn't much to you, Slim. It was a hell of a lot to him.
See, you sure was right about him. Maybe he ain't bright, but I never seen such a strong guy. He damn near killed his partner, Buck and Barley.
You just tell Lenny what to do, and he'll do it.
Funny how you and him string along together.
What's funny about it?
Hardly never seen two guys travel together. Well, you know how the hands are. They come in and work a month, and then they quit and go out alone. Never seem to give a damn about nobody. Just seems kind of funny, a cuckoo like him and a smart guy like you traveling together.
He ain't no cuckoo. He's dumb as hell, but he ain't crazy. And I ain't so bright neither, or I wouldn't be bucking Barley. If I was bright, if I was even a little bit smart, I'd have my own little place, and I'd be bringing in my own crops instead of doing all the work and not getting what comes up out of the land.
So how'd you two end up together, anyway?
Him and me was both born in Auburn. I know his Aunt Clara. She took him when he was a baby and raised him up. When his Aunt Clara died, Lenny just come along with me out working. Kind of got used to each other after a little while. I ain't got no people. I seen the guys that go around on the ranches alone, and they ain't no good. They get mean. They get like they don't want to talk to nobody. Of course, he's a goddamn nuisance most of the time. I used to have a hell of a lot of fun with him. Used to play jokes on him because he was so dumb. Why, he'd do any damn thing I told him.
Like what?
Well, like one day, a bunch of guys was standing around up in the Sacramento River. I turns to Lenny, I says, jump in, and he jumps. Couldn't swim a stroke. Damn near drowned before we could get to him. And he was so damn nice to me for pulling him out. Clean forgot I told him to jump in. I ain't done nothing like that no more. But he gets in trouble all the time because he's so damn dumb.
Like what happened in Weed.
What happened in Weed?
Nah, nothing.
Must have been something. He's a big guy. Who'd he beat up?
He didn't beat up nobody. He ain't got a bit of meanness in him. He just seen this girl in a red dress. Dumb bastard that he is. He wants to touch everything he likes. So he reaches out to feel this red dress, and the girl lets out a squawk, and that gets Lenny all mixed up. And he holds on, because that's the only thing he can think to do. I had to sock him in the head with a fence picket, make him let go. But then the girl tells the law that she'd been raped. And the guys in Weed start a party out to lynch him, so we sit in an irrigation ditch underwater all the rest of the day. Then that night, we scrambled out of there.
Well, it didn't hurt the girl, none.
Hell no, he just scared her. I'd be scared, too, if he grabbed me. He just wanted to touch that red dress. Like he wants to pet them pups all the time. Hey, Lenny.
Hey.
How'd you like that pup now?
He's brown and white, just like I wanted.
Lenny, I told you couldn't bring that pup in here.
What pup, George?
The one in your pocket? You take that pup right back to his mother. You want to kill him? Just born last night and you take him out of the nest? You take him back, or I'll tell Slim here not to let you have him.
No, I'll take him back. I didn't mean no harm, George.
All right. Now you get him back there quick. Don't take him out no more.
I'll go.
And then you come right back here. Ain't good for him. You pet him too much. Kill him first thing you know.
Hey, Slim. Expected you to be out there pitching horseshoes.
Oh, don't lie to play every night, Candy. Are you with Carlson yet, George? He's one of the buckers.
God almighty, that dog stinks.
Well, you don't smell that good either, Carlson.
Get him out of here, Candy. Don't know nothing that stinks as bad as an old dog.
Guess I've been around him so much I never noticed.
Well, I can't stand him in here. That stink hangs around even after he's gone. You should shoot that dog.
Carlson's right, you know, Candy. That old dog just suffers himself all the time.
Not a Luger. Wouldn't hurt him none at all.
I couldn't do that. I had him too long.
I could shoot him for you. Then it wouldn't be you that does it.
I'm so used to him, Slim. I've had him from a pup.
That dog ain't no good to himself. I wish someone would shoot me if I get old and a cripple.
Maybe it'd hurt him.
The way I'd shoot him, he wouldn't feel nothing. Right in the back of the head, he wouldn't even quiver.
All right. Take him.
Candy, you can have any one of them pups you want. He won't even feel it. Come on, Bob.
Anybody want to play a little euchre?
I'll play a few with you.
Curly come in here earlier?
No.
Seen him going round and round outside, looking for his old lady. He spends half his time looking for her, and the rest of the time she's looking for him.
Been in any trouble since she got here?
There ain't been nothing yet. Curly's got yellow jackets in his drawers, but that's all so far. Every time the guys is around, she shows up. She's looking for Curly. Or she thought she left something laying around and she's looking for it. Seems like she can't keep away from the guys.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bad mess about her. Ranch with a bunch of guys ain't no place for a girl. Especially like her.
You ought to come in town with us guys tomorrow night.
Why? What's doing?
Well, we go into old Susie's place. Got 5 girls there.
What's to set you back?
2.5. Get a shot for 2 bits. Susie got nice chairs to sit in, too. If a guy don't want to flop, why, you can sit in the chairs, just have a couple of shots.
Me and Lenny rolling up the stake. I might go ahead and set another shot, but I ain't putting out no 2.5.
Any of you guys see my wife?
She ain't been here.
Where the hell's Slim?
Went out back.
How long ago?
5 minutes, maybe.
I think Slim's with his wife.
Looks like it. Curly's just spoiling, or he wouldn't start for Slim. Let's go.
Oh, I'm staying right here. I don't want to get mixed up with nothing. Hey, Lenny. You put that pup back like I told you?
I wasn't hurting him, none. I just had him in my lap, petting it.
Well, better not pet that pup no more till it's bigger.
What you doing?
I'm just gonna play some solitaire.
George, how long is it gonna be till we get that little place and live on the fat of the land and have rabbits?
I don't know. Gotta get a big steak together. I know that little place we can get cheap, but they ain't giving it away.
Tell me about that place, George.
I just told you last night.
Come on, go ahead. Tell again.
Well, it's 10 acres. Got a little windmill.
Yeah.
Got a little shack on it. Chicken run. Got a kitchen. Orchard. A place for alfalfa.
Alfalfa and rabbits, George.
And rabbits.
Yeah.
Could have a few pigs, too. I could build a smokehouse and smoke bacon and hams. When the salmon runs up river, we can catch 100 of them and salt them down or smoke them. When the fruit comes in, we can can it. And if we want a little whiskey, we can sell a few eggs or something.
Yeah, and we'd have rabbits, and I'd take care of them. Tell me how I'd do that, George.
Sure, you go out in the alfalfa patch, and you'd have a sack. And you fill up the sack, you bring it in, and you put it in the rabbit cage.
Yeah, and they'd nipple, and they'd nipple at the way they do. I seen them.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to buck no barley 11 hours a day. And when we put in a crop, why, we'd be there to take the crop up. It'd be our place. We just live there.
Yeah.
We belong there.
You knows where's a place like that?
Candy, didn't know you were still here.
You don't need to tell me where it's at if you don't want to. My Vienna place.
Sure, that's right. You couldn't find it in 100 years.
How much he want for a place like that?
Well, I could get it for $600. What's it to you?
Ain't much good with only one hand. But they give me $300 because I lost it. And I got 50 more coming the end of the month. Tell you what, suppose I went in with you guys. That's $350 I put in. I ain't much good, but I could cook and tend the chickens and hold the garden some.
Well, I gotta think about that. It's all we're gonna do by ourselves.
They'll can me pretty soon. As soon as I can't work no more, they'll put me on the county. You seen what they done to my dog tonight. When they can me here, I wish somebody'd shoot me. Because I won't have a place to go and I can't get no more jobs. Maybe if I give you guys the money, you'll let me hoe in the garden even after I ain't no good at it. And I'd make a will and leave my share to you guys in case I kick off. Because I ain't got no relatives or nothing. I'll have $30 more coming time you guys is ready to quit. You guys got any money? Maybe we could do it right now.
We got $10 between us. But if me and Lenny work a month and don't spend nothing, we'll have $100. That'd be $450. I bet we could swing for that.
Yeah.
And then you and Lenny could go get her started, and I get a job and make up the rest. And you could sell eggs and stuff like that?
Well, you write to them people that owns a place if we'll take it. And I'll send $100 to Binder.
We'll do her. Huh? We'll fix up that old place and we'll go live there. In 1 month. Right squack, in 1 month.
Well, I didn't mean nothing, Slim. I just asked you. You've been asking me too often. I'm getting sick.
Sounds like Curly must have found Slim. Come on.
If you can't look after your own goddamn wife, what do you expect me to do?
I'm just trying to tell you I didn't mean nothing. I just thought you might have saw her.
Why don't you tell her to stay the hell home where she belongs?
Stay out of this, Carlson.
Well, you let her hang around bunkhouses, and pretty soon you're gonna have something on your hands.
Stay out of this if you don't want a busted lip.
You punk! You're yellow as a frog belly. You come for me, and I'll kick your damn head off and knock that Vaseline right out of your glove.
What the hell are you laughing at, you big stupid bastard?
What? I'm just thinking about the rabbits. You know, like they nibble and they nibble.
No big son of a bitch is gonna laugh at me. I'll show you who's yellow.
George, stop it! Make him let me alone!
Lenny, don't let him do it!
Lenny, make him stop, George!
Just get him, Lenny, get him! Okay, let go of him now. Let go of his hand.
Come on.
Let go! Lenny!
Jeez!
You told me to, George.
We gotta get Curly to a doctor. Looks to me like every bone in his hand is bust. Now, Candy, get the wagon hitched up.
Right. I didn't want to hurt him.
It ain't your fault, Lenny. This punk sure had it coming to him.
Slim, will we get Can now?
Curly, you got your senses in hand enough to listen? Because I think you got your hand caught in the machine today. And if you don't tell nobody, we ain't gonna. But you just tell and try to get this guy Can, and we'll tell everybody, and then you will get the laugh.
I won't tell. I won't tell.
Carson's gonna take you to a doctor.
Well. I didn't want no trouble.
Maybe you better go in the washroom and clean up your face. You look like hell.
George?
What do you want?
Can I still tend the rabbits, George?
Sure. You ain't done nothing wrong. Now, get the hell out. Wash your face.
He ain't mean. I can tell a mean guy a mile off.
Of course he ain't mean.
Who the hell is you? Huh? You got no right to come in here.
I ain't doing nothing.
You're Bolly Bucker, ain't you? Ain't nobody tell you don't go in the crook's room. This here's a stable bucker's room. Ain't nobody got any right in here but me.
No, I just come to look at my pup. And I seen your light.
Well, I got a right to have a light. I ain't wanted in the bunkhouse, and you ain't wanted in my room.
Why ain't you wanted?
Because I'm black. Played cards in there, but I can't play because I'm black. Say I stink. Well, I tell you, you all stink to me.
Everybody went into town. Slim and George and everybody. George says, I gotta stay here and not get into no trouble.
Well, what do you want?
I come to see my pup.
Well, go see your pup then. Don't come in my room where you're not wanted.
Well, I looked at him a little. Slim says, I ain't to pet him very much. And that I seen your light.
All right. Long as you won't get out and leave me alone, you might as well sit down. All the boys gone to the cat house, ain't?
Not Candy. He just sits in the bunkhouse sharpening his pencil and figuring.
Figuring about what?
About the rabbits.
What rabbits you talking about?
The rabbits that me and George are gonna get. We're gonna have our own place with a windmill. And an alfalfa patch and rabbits.
You're nuts.
No, I get to fill up a sack with alfalfa and feed them and give them water and stuff like that.
Just nuts.
No, it ain't no lie. Every word's the truth. You can ask George.
You know, when I was a kid, my old man had a chicken ranch. Had a strawberry patch. Had an alfalfa patch. Used to turn the chickens out in the alfalfa on a sunny morning. We'd sit on a fence rail and watch them. white chickens they were.
George says I have to wait till my pup's big enough to pet. No?
Guy can talk to you and be sure you won't go blabbing. You like traveling around with George, don't you?
Sure. Me and him goes every place together.
Well, suppose George don't come back no more. Suppose he went into town tonight and you never heard of him no more.
No, George wouldn't do nothing like that. He'll come back. What? Don't you think he will?
Nobody can tell what a guy'll do. Or suppose he gets killed or hurt so he can't come back.
No, George is careful. He ain't never got hurt.
Want me to tell you what'll happen? They'll take you to the booby hatch.
No, he ain't got
They'll
hurt.
They'll tie you up with a collar like a dog.
This ain't true. George ain't got hurt. George ain't got hurt.
I was just
surprised. No, it ain't true.
George will be back all right. But maybe you can see now. You got George. You know he's going to come back. Well, suppose you didn't have nobody. Suppose you couldn't go into the bunkhouse and play rummy because you was black.
No, nobody gonna suppose no hurt to George. Nobody.
Suppose you had to sit out here and read books. Books ain't no good. Guy needs somebody to be near him. Guy goes nuts if he ain't got nobody. That you, Slim?
It's Candy. You seen Lenny?
You mean the big guy? Yeah, he's in here.
Oh.
Well, you can come in if you want. Everybody else is coming in. You might as well.
Thanks. You got a nice and cozy place in here.
Oh, sure. And a manure pile right under the window. It's swell.
Tell you what, Lenny. I've been figuring out about them rabbits. We can make some money on them rabbits if we go about it, right?
But I get to tend them. George says, I get to tend them.
You guys just kidding yourself. You'll be a swamper till the day take you out in a box. You'll talk a lot, but you won't get no land.
You're goddamn right, we will.
I've seen hundreds of men coming by on the road on the ranches with their bindles on their backs, and every one of them's got a little piece of land in his head.
Everybody wants a little piece of land. Something they could live on. There couldn't be nobody throw them off it. I planted crops for damn near everybody in this state, but they wasn't my crops. And when I harvested them, it was none of my harvest. But we gonna do it now, and don't make no mistake about that. Me and Lenny and George. We gonna have a room to ourselves.
Yeah.
We gonna have a dog and rabbits.
Rabbits.
Chickens. We gonna have green corn and maybe a cow or a goat. Yeah. We got the money right now.
You see, you got the money?
Damn right. Most of it anyway. Just a little bit more to get. George got the land all picked out, too.
I never seen a guy really do it. Seen guys nearly crazy for loneliness for land, but I never seen a guy do it.
Well, we gonna do it, all right.
Hey, listen. If you guys would want a hand to work for nothing, just his keep, well, I'd come and lend a hand. I can work like a son of a bitch.
Any of you boys seen Curly?
Curly ain't been here.
Think I don't know where he went. I know where they all went.
If you know... Why'd you want to ask us where Curly's at?
Funny thing. If I catch any one man and he's alone, I get along fine. But just let two of the guys get together and you won't talk. Just nothing but mad.
Maybe you better go along to your own house now. We don't want no trouble.
Well, I ain't giving you no trouble. Think I don't like to talk to somebody every once in a while?
You got a husband?
Oh, sure. I got a husband. Swell guy, ain't he? Spends all his time seeing what he's gonna do to guys he don't like. And he don't like nobody. Say, what happened to Curly's hand anyway?
He got his hand caught in a machine, ma'am.
Baloney. What do you think you're selling me?
He bust his hand in a machine.
Who bust him?
I think you should run along now.
Don't you talk to me like that. What do you think I am, a kid? It's Saturday night. Everybody out doing something. What am I doing? Standing here talking to a bunch of bindle stiffs. A nigger, and a dum-dum, and a lousy old sheep. Well, I know when I ain't wanted. Where'd you get those bruises, anyway?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Got his hand caught in the machine.
And a mighty fine machine, too, by the look of you.
You let this guy alone. George won't have you messing with Lenny.
Who's George? That little guy you come with?
He's gonna let me tend the rabbits.
Well, if that's all you want, I might get a couple rabbits myself.
I had enough. I mean, you got no rats coming into my room. Now you just get out and get out quick, or I'm gonna ask the boss never ever to let you come in my barn no more.
Listen, nigger. You know what I could do to you if you open your trap? I could get you strung up on a tree so easy it ain't even funny.
If you was to do that, we'd tell about you framing crooks.
Tell and be damned. Nobody'd listen to you. Okay, machine. I'll talk to you later.
She didn't ought to have said that to you, Crooks.
It wasn't nothing. Maybe you guys better go. Oh, Candy.
Yeah?
Remember what I said about holding and doing our jobs?
Hmm?
Well, just forget it. I didn't mean it. Just fooling.
George.
Come on, George. You ain't beat yet.
Looks like I am now. Well, I'm out. Now to quit while I'm behind.
Hey, George, where's the big guy today?
It's where he always is, I reckon. In the barn with his pup.
Now, that was just dumb luck, Slim.
Well, you pick up those horseshoes, Carlson.
All right. Come on.
You wasn't big enough. Huh? I mean, they told me you wasn't. But I didn't bounce you hard. Why'd you gotta get killed? Huh? And now maybe George ain't gonna let me tend no rabbits. He finds out you got killed. Maybe if I tell George I found you dead. No, but he'll know. George always knows. Yeah, he'll say, "No, you done it. No, you tried to put nothing over on me." And he'll say, "Now, just for that, you don't get to tend no rabbits." But it ain't a bad thing. Like, I gotta go hide in the brush. Maybe he won't care. I mean, this here pup wasn't nothing to George, huh? God damn you! Why'd you gotta get killed? They told me you wasn't big enough.
What you got there, Sonny boy?
Nothing. I ain't got nothing. Nothing, no, ma'am.
Then what you making that big pile of straw for?
George says I ain't to have nothing to do with you. Not talk to you, nor nothing.
He's just scared Curly'll get mad. Well, Curly's got his arm in a sling. And if he gets tough, you can break his other hand, can't you?
No, sir. I ain't gonna talk to you, nor nothing.
Can I talk to you? I never get to talk to nobody. How do you like to not talk to nobody?
Well, I ain't supposed to. George says I'll get in trouble.
So, what have you got there that you had to cover up so fast when you saw me?
It's just my pup.
Why? Why is he dead?
I was just playing with him. And, well, he made like he was gonna bite me, and I made like I was gonna smack him, and then I done it, and then he was dead.
Well, don't you worry, Nan. You can get another one. The whole country's full of mutts.
George ain't gonna let me tend no rabbits now. He said if I'd done any more bad things, he ain't gonna let me tend the rabbits, and I ain't supposed to be talking to you.
What kind of harm am I doing to you? Seems like they ain't none of them cares how I gotta live. I could have made something of myself, you know. I lived right in Salinas. A show came through, and I met one of the actors. He says I could go with that show. But my old lady wouldn't let me. She says, because I was only 15. If I'd have went, I wouldn't be living like this, you bet.
We're gonna have a little place. And rabbits.
You listening to me?
Me? Sure.
I could have ended up in the movies and had nice clothes and sat in them big hotels and had pictures taken of me. When they had them previews, I could have went to them and it wouldn't have cost me a cent because I was in the picture.
Maybe if I took this pup out and just throw them away, George would never know. And then I could tend the rabbits with no trouble.
What makes you so nuts about rabbits?
I like to pet nice things with my fingers. Soft things.
Well, who don't? Everybody likes that. I like to feel silk and velvet. And when I'm doing my hair sometimes, I just sit and stroke it because it's so soft. You want to feel it?
No, sir. No, George says you'll get me in trouble.
Some people got kind of coarse hair. You take Curly. His hair is just like wire. But mine is soft and fine. Here. Let me take your hand. See how soft it is.
Oh, that's nice.
Now don't you muss it up.
Oh, that's nice.
Look out now, you'll muss it.
That's real nice.
Let go. You let go, you big dum-dum. Stop it! Let go of me!
No, don't. No, please don't do none of that. Oh, you're gonna get me in trouble. Just like George says you will. Don't go yelling. I don't want to hurt you, but George will be mad if you yell.
Hi, Candy.
This thing's gonna make us money, George.
What is?
Rabbits. I just been doing my figuring. And in 3 years from one doe, we could be talking about 49,284 rabbits.
Oh, I ain't enough. I gotta hear about rabbits all the time from Lenny without hearing from you.
Well, I'm telling you, George, we can do her. Just wait till I tell Lenny.
Ma'am. Ma'am. Ma'am, why won't you wake up? Oh, I done another bad thing. Oh, I shouldn't have did that. God, George will be mad. Oh, hide in the brush till he come. In the brush till he come. Yeah.
The easiest $4 I've ever made.
The easiest $4 I ever lost, that's for sure.
Oh, well, grub's up.
Lenny! Lenny, you here? Lenny! I've been figuring some more, and you know what I found? Oh, sorry, ma'am. I didn't know you was here. Ma'am, you ought to sleep out of here. Ma'am? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, Kenny. Dinner bell's rung. Where's Lenny?
Oh, Christ, I don't know. I don't know, George.
What's wrong? What's the matter with her?
She ain't got no pulse, George.
What happened?
Ain't you got no idea?
Lenny, I should have knew.
What are we gonna do now, George?
I guess we gotta tell the guys. I guess we gotta get them and lock them up.
Curly's gonna wanna get him lynched. We ought to let him get away.
No, we can't let him get away. That poor bastard is starved.
You and me can still get that little place, can't we, George?
I think I knowed this from the very first. I think I knowed we'd never do her. If you used to like to hear about it so much, I got to thinking maybe we would. I ain't gonna let him hurt Lenny. Now, you listen. The guys might think I was in on it, so I'm gonna go back to the bunkhouse. You give me a couple of minutes, and then you come running out, and you tell like you just found her. And I'll come along and make like I never seen her. Will you do that?
Sure. I'll do that.
Okay. Okay, I'm going now.
I know who done it. That big son of a bitch done it.
For the next bust, Lenny could have did that.
Now I'm going for my shotgun. I'll kill that son of a bitch myself. Oh, come on, you guys!
I'll get my Luger.
I guess we gotta get him, George.
Can we maybe bring him in and then lock him up? He never done this for meanness.
Well, we might, but Curly's gonna wanna shoot him. And suppose they lock him up and strap him down and put him in a cage? That ain't no good, George. Where'd you think he might have went?
We come from the north, so he would have went south.
That big bastard's got Carson's Luger!
It ain't in my bag. Must have took it.
But Carson, you go to Soledad, get a cop. The rest of you guys, let's go. And when you find him, don't give him no chance. You shoot for his guts.
Don't shoot him. He didn't know what he was doing.
He's got Carson's Luger. Of course we're gonna shoot him.
Curly, maybe you better stay here with your wife.
I'm going. I'm gonna shoot the guts out of that big bastard myself. Even if I only got one hand. But Candy, stay here with her. And you, George, you're coming with us. Get out.
Poor bastard.
Then forget. You bet. I hide in the brush and wait for George. Hey. George ain't never gonna let me tend no rabbits now. 'Cause I done a bad thing. Tend rabbits. You ain't that fit to lick the boots of no rabbit. That's what he'll say. Yeah, you forget him and let him go hungry. He's gonna beat the hell out of me with a stick. That's what he's gonna do. No, he ain't neither. No. No, George won't do nothing like that. I've knew George since I forget when. No, he ain't never raised his hand to me with a stick. He ain't gonna hurt me. No, he ain't. He ain't. He ain't.
What the hell are you yelling about?
You ain't gonna leave me, are you, George?
No.
I done another bad thing.
Don't make no difference.
Ain't you gonna give me hell? If I didn't have you, I could live so easy.
Christ, Lenny, you remember nothing that happens, but you remember every word I say.
Well, ain't you gonna say it?
If I didn't have you, I could live so easy. I could go get a job and work and no trouble.
go on, and when the end of the month comes.
When the end of the month come, I could take my $50 and raise hell in a cat house all night.
Well, go on, George. Ain't you gonna give me no more hell?
No.
But I'll go right off in the hills and find a cave if you don't want me.
No. I want you to stay with me here.
What's that?
Carlson's Luger.
What, the one that shot Candy's old doc?
Yeah, that's the one.
I killed my puppy, George. I didn't mean to.
None of that matters no more.
Well, tell me like you done before.
Tell you what?
About the other guys and us.
Guys like us that work on ranches are the loneliest guys in the world. They got no family. They don't belong
no place.
Ain't got nothing to look ahead to.
Yeah, but not us. Tell about us now.
But not us. Because I got you to look after me.
Yeah, and I got you, and we got each other, that's what.
Take off your hat, Lenny. The air feels fine.
Tell how it's gonna be, George.
Look across the river, Lenny. And I'll tell you so you can almost see it. We're gonna get a little place.
Go on. How's it gonna be?
We'll have a cow, and maybe we'll have a pig and a chicken. And a little piece of land for alfalfa.
Alfalfa for the rabbits.
For the rabbits.
Yeah, and live on the fat of the land.
Don't look at me, Lenny. Look down there across the river like you can almost see the place.
Across the river. Well, when are we gonna do it, George?
We're gonna do it soon. You and me. Everybody gonna be nice to you. Ain't gonna be no more trouble.
Yeah, I thought you was mad at me, George.
I ain't mad. I never been mad, and I ain't now. That's the thing I want you to know.
Pull him out of water and we'll get that wagon down here.
Yeah!
That guy got us sometimes.
So how'd you do it?
I just done it.
Did he have my gun?
Yeah, had your gun.
And you got it away from him and you took it and you killed him?
Yeah, that's how it was.
Come on, George. You and me, will go and get a drink.
Yeah. A drink.
You had her, George. I swear you had her.
What the hell you suppose is eating them two guys?
In Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck, George was played by David Tennant and Lenny by Liam Brennan. Candy was played by Christopher Fairbank, Slim by Neil McKinven, Crooks and Carlson by Jude Akawudike, Curly's Wife by Melody Grove, and Curly by Richard Madden. Of Mice and Men was written by John Steinbeck and dramatised by Donna Francis Child. It was directed by Kirsty Williams. As ever, we've loads of drama to come over the weekend, and then next week, most of us know about Robinson Crusoe on a remote island, but what about his adventures in the wastes of Siberia? Daniel Defoe's sequel tells of conflict, danger, isolation, and companionship as Crusoe travels the world in search of happiness and fulfilment. Tim McInerney plays the lead in Robinson Crusoe and His Father Adventures at this time on Monday.
Can I have a word?
What's the word?
Just a quick word.
Apocalypse.
Please.
Snowflakes.
62.
Just say no.
Watch.
Dad.
What?
Dad.
Watch.
Dad.
Air.
Water. Angry.
Water.
Revengeful.
Oh, water!
Empty. Drama on BBC Radio 4 Extra. Just imagine.
And this weekend, we feature-length drama with a twist. It's one of Alan Ayckbourn's chance plays in which a choice is made at the end of each scene so that the play can branch out in many directions. Events on a Hotel Terrace is here on 4 Extra on Sunday afternoon at 1:30. In an hour from now, I'll be back with some surreal nonsense from the pen of J.B. Morton with Richard Ingrams, Patricia Routledge and John Sessions in Beachcomber, by the way. Until then, here's Mel, by the way.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Friday afternoon, come on, roll on the weekend. Let's roll on the weekend. Let's all roll together on the weekend. Time for a cup of tea, a cheeky biscuit, and a journey underground.
Oh, we're now on the metro. How many lines are there, in fact, on the system?
There are 14 lines and 300 stations.
One thing's for sure, we'll hear the final chapter in this week's story, Hacker, by Mallory Blackman.
They've stolen money from my dad's bank, Gibbs said, pointing to Beth and Sebastian. And now they're trying to run off to Rio with all that money.
That's coming up at the end of today's show, right after our daily excursion on my magical mystery tour. Today we're heading south to the English coast. We'll be making our way to somewhere that's been a busy port city for centuries. Have a think. We'll try and pin down some specifics a little later on. Technology now, and a man who I can guarantee has had a massive effect on your life. His influence is probably a daily part of what you do, and the ripples have spread far and wide, quite literally as a web, over the whole world. He is, of course, Tim Berners-Lee. Tim Berners-Lee is the man who, just over 20 years ago, created the World Wide Web. Before that, there was no bbc.co.uk, there was no Facebook, there was no Wikipedia. So how did it all happen? Reporter Tracy Logan went on a very interesting mission to find out.
Well, 20 years ago here at CERN, the European Particle Physics Centre in Switzerland, the physicist Tim Berners-Lee proposed a system for information management that would help the laboratory's shifting population of researchers to stay on top of the explosion of information from their mega experiments. And thus the World Wide Web was born.
We're going to go far, far back in time. It's only one generation of humans, but it's 10 generations of technology. And believe me, things were really different.
Ben Siegel, the mentor behind the man behind the World Wide Web. He introduced the internet to CERN, which was the foundation for computer engineers Tim Berners-Lee and Robert Guyot's groundbreaking invention, the World Wide Web.
It was very exciting, but it was also very hard because there was very little comprehension. It took many years before it sort of dawned on people that, hey, you know, this is something that is actually useful.
But even Tim Berners-Lee never predicted where people might go in the future using his HTTP hypertext links.
Since I'm from India, I just used the internet for the first time 10 years ago. And the most fun thing I did then was just set up an email account, which doesn't sound like fun at all, but it's extremely useful, and now it's how I communicate with everyone.
I can remember annoying my middle school English teacher at the beginning of the class with clipped sound bites from The Simpsons that we'd downloaded and would play over and over again.
Well, long before such web-based distractions were even invented, CERN engineer Robert Guyot started work with Tim Berners-Lee on the project their supervisor thought was vague but exciting.
We've been doing email for ages. We've been doing internet chat for ages. But we didn't have an automatic library.
Theirs was to be a library in cyberspace and unlike any other. Its virtual shelves, home not to books but to gateways, links to any file uploaded onto any website anywhere. Back in 1989, when atomic physicists were hatching plans at CERN for the world's biggest particle accelerator, this was precisely what they needed.
The web is a spin-off of the Large Hadron Collider.
So it was a kind of a place for you to keep all of the data that was coming out of the experiments and to keep track of what people were doing?
No, not the data, because that's huge amounts, but the documents describing the stuff, what it is that you're going to do, the different steps in building your experiments, the minutes of the meetings, and a whole...